Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight, we have a very, very powerful story. And it begins with a shliach and his wife. Shliach's name was Eliyahu, and the wife's name was Dina. And they're shluchim in Atlanta, Georgia. So one of the things that they did on their shlichus was they made a preschool. And one of the parents who brought her child to the preschool was Michelle, and her child was named Yeshua. So Yeshua came to the preschool. His English name was Josh, and he had a great time. 1 year. At the end of the year, it was time to re-enroll for the next year. But Michelle was not so sure. "I don't know, Dina," she said to the rabbi's wife, to the Rebbetzin. "I could send him to public school. It would be so much cheaper. Public school is free. So much more convenient. Much closer to where I live. Why would I put him back in your school?" Dina did not hesitate for one moment, because a Jewish child deserves a Jewish education, she said simply. Something about that quiet certainty with which Dina answered the question struck Michelle in a very deep place, resonated with her very deeply. And she decided yes. Josh stayed and continued in the preschool. Now, this story is really a shvuah story, because preschool, like all Jewish education, is about Torah, learning Torah, living Torah. And if a child is in public school, they can't learn Torah and they can't live Torah. Very difficult. If a child is in a Torah preschool, then they can learn Torah and they can live Torah. And that's why Hashem gave the Torah to us, that we should learn it and we should live it. So whenever we have a chance to encourage another Jew to learn Torah and live Torah, them, their children, their family, whoever it is, it's very important for each of us to reach out to try to make a difference in a person's life, a positive difference, a huge difference, which can change their entire life in a way that's beyond description. How great it is to teach a child Torah, and that includes a child of any age. May we all take part in this, do our utmost to help more and more Jewish children, youth, adults, and seniors to learn Torah and to live Torah. In this way, certainly, we will bring the Geula through Mashiach so much quicker. A very, very happy Shavuos to everybody. And may we receive the Torah again this year, even more powerfully than last year, with joy and in an innermost way. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.